White House on the defense over disinformation. Elisa Brady, Fox News. At issue, a Homeland Security Department panel tasked with flagging disinformation and an executive director who's faced criticism over past tweets.
We don't know who else is on this board, how they're chosen, and once this disinformation is uncovered, what's the remedy? Is there a counter campaign, penalties, prosecution?
Fox's William Lajeunesse. Another issue is that the perspective on information can change.
Let's take COVID, its origin, treatments, vaccine and mask mandates, efficacy, when we were told that it didn't work and then we were told that they did, or dismissing the Hunter Biden laptop story only to learn it's true, or the Steele dossier, which media reported as one thing until prosecutors proved it otherwise.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying today the board is something that started during the Trump administration, also emphasizing efforts to flag misinformation used by smugglers against migrants. The White House says President Biden would love to visit Ukraine, but there are no current plans to do so. This after a surprise weekend visit to Kyiv by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the highest ranking U.S. official so far. First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Eastern Europe later this week, visiting two of Ukraine's neighbors, Romania and Slovakia, and spending Mother's Day with Ukrainian refugees. The union vote at a second Amazon warehouse in New York City apparently comes up short.
As votes were still being counted, the numbers at a facility on Staten Island show that it will likely not become the second New York Amazon facility to unionize. The Amazon Labor Union, a group that led and succeeded in the first effort at another Amazon warehouse, has challenged a number of ballots, but those will likely not be enough to swing the result.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Amazon is strongly opposed efforts to unionize at several facilities. A late rally on Wall Street, the Dow finishing up 86 points, the NASDAQ more than 200. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The manhunt continues for an Alabama inmate and the corrections official accused of helping him to escape on Friday. Today, a warrant was issued for her. The inmate, Casey White, was awaiting trial on a murder charge and already serving time for other crimes.
Casey White, as you've heard me say over and over, is an extremely dangerous person. And we need to get him located and get him off the street.
Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says the assistant director of corrections, who had recently submitted retirement paperwork, told coworkers she was taking White to a mental health evaluation, but her patrol car was later found in a shopping center, not at the courthouse. An explosion of carjackings in the nation's third largest city, and more than half of the suspects are underage.
Chicago police report almost 560 carjackings throughout the city so far this year, with 56% of suspects juveniles. And the problem is not just isolated to Chicago.
I fear that we will be here in this horrible place again.
New Orleans prosecutor Jason Williams recently charging a 17-year-old boy, a 16-year-old girl, and two 15-year-old girls in the carjacking death of a 73-year-old woman in the city of Minneapolis. Seeing triple the number of carjackings and suspects arrested are often between the ages of 11 and 17.
Fox's Jeff Manasseh. Freebies and discounts for educators. Some companies mark Teacher Appreciation Week.
Dollar General, Office Max, Office Depot, Samsung, Crocs, Levi's, and more. They can get free teacher gift boxes from Laffy Taffy and Staples, which is also offering a percentage back in classroom and personal rewards. There's also hot or iced tea or coffee at Barnes & Noble cafes, and the entire school staff can enjoy the discount at Buffalo Wild Wings, and Sonic Drive-In is offering a free cheeseburger with purchase for all members of their teacher circle.
Fox's Lillian Wu. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.